Wednesday night or the Yud Sivan of
Din. When a person's about to bench, and we're putting aside now, let's assume there's no Mayim Achronim, because when he washes Mayim Achronim, so very possibly a lot of the dinim I'm about to say changes. But let's say there's no Mayim Achronim, he doesn't wash Mayim Achronim, he's not washing Mayim Achronim, and he says, okay, let's bench. Maybe there's a kos, he says, get the kos and let's bench. Maybe he just says, let's bench. So the din is as follows. There's something called the Hesach Hadas. He's Mesiach Das from the meal. So to drink, he would certainly have to make a bracha. He could drink, but he would have to make a bracha. And then, of course, he'd get into the problem of a bracha achrayna. But right now we're talking about bracha rishona. And to eat is a machlokes. Because people a lot of times tend to reconsider and eat, and for eating it's a machlokes rishonim. And there's two shitas. The Shulchan Aruch brings two shitas here. The Bir Halacha ends up saying that even if you just mesiach das in your mind and you didn't say okay, let's bench, so then you should not eat because there's a suffik bracha. You know, some say it's like drinking, and you should not, and you should make a bracha. Some say it's not, and you should not make a bracha. So it's best to refrain from eating once you announce that we're ready to bench, and therefore mitzat sofik brachas, you should not eat because it's a sofik. You should make a bracha. But it seems that the achronim, later achronim, say that people nowadays, you know, people are always changing their minds. They get clear. They're more less steady, less firm in their opinions. So it's more likely they really say that, and therefore it's more likely that it's not a real hesach hadas, and therefore you could eat without a bracha if this situation occurs. I'm not saying you should be soimuch on this, but this is a svar in the achronim that people are very not firm anymore. They don't really mean what they say. Certainly, though, it's true. A lot of times someone will say, okay, let's bench. Get the kos, we're benching. Sheir hamalos. And really, he just wants people to just, let's go, let's bench. He's just being mazaras, everybody, to go bench. It's not a real hesach hadas from the achila. It's just more of a zeros. Okay, let's bench. So there, if that's the context of, okay, let's bench or get the coast, we're benching, I think if the context is one of zeros, not necessarily one of what we call hesach hadas, then you could probably rely on that. And if you want to eat something else, something comes up, you could do it without a bracha rishayna. But of course, if it's something that you have to make a bracha rishayna on anyway, in the middle of the meal, so of course you have to take a bracha rishayna. Of course, if they bring out now this ice cream I made, I forgot to serve it. So anyway, you have to make a bracha on that. So that's not the issue. We're talking about something, obviously, that you don't have to make a bracha on during the meal. And we're talking about if you have to make a bracha because of hesach hadas. So these are some of the rules that exist. Okay.